Okay, welcome back, everybody, and good evening. So we're going to have our final pre-Pesach shiur, and tonight we're going to develop an idea about the mitzvah of matzah. We're going to focus on the chavivus, which means the belovedness of matzah. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, tells us that Rav Sheshes used to fast on Erev Pesach. And the reason why Rav Sheshes fasted on Erev Pesach, this coming Friday, was not because of Tainus Bechoros, not because all of the Bechorim fast, but for a different reason. The Gemara says that Rav Sheshes was an Istinus, he was a finicky person, and if he ate a little bit during the day, then he would not be able to enjoy the matzah that he would have later that night at the Seder. And therefore, he fasted the entire day so that he would maintain his appetite for the matzah that he was going to have later that night. The Rambam codifies this as part of his halacha in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. The Rambam tells us that there is a prohibition to eat on Erev Pesach. Asru chachamim la'echol matzah b'Erev HaPesach, that we learned about last week. Aval ochel hu me'at peros o yirakos. One is allowed to eat a few fruits and vegetables as long as he doesn't overstuff himself. Alo yimale kreiso mehen. And then the Rambam goes on to say, and it's always interesting whenever the Rambam quotes some agadic material or some Maisim Shahayu, some historical events from the Gemara, we always want to pay attention to that. So the Rambam says, "V'chachamim arishonim hayu mar'ivin atman erev haPesach." So our Tanoim and Amoraim that used to starve themselves on erev Pesach, why? K'dei le'achol matzah betava, so that they would have desire for the mitzvah of matzah. And then the Rambam adds, "V'yihiyu mitzvos chavivin alav." And so the mitzvos would be beloved upon them so that they would have an affection and a love for the mitzvos. So what's interesting in this Rambam is that this addition that he throws in, v'yihiyu mitzvos chavivin alav, the belovedness of the mitzvos, that was part of the point of fasting on Erev Pesach, that doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara just says that Rav Sheshes has fasted so that his eating of matzah would be better off that night. It doesn't say anything about making sure that the mitzvah of matzah was beloved to him. So where did the Rambam get that from? And what's more, if you look at a parallel Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Dala, this is in source number 3 on your sheets. So the Rambam has a parallel halacha about not overeating on any Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. The Rambam says that Osir Likboa Suda Umishta Erev Shabbos, one is not allowed to have an established formal gathering of a meal on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. And why is this? And then he says that it's best to refrain from eating too much from the time of Mincha and onward on Erev Shabbos, from Mincha Ketana and onward. Why? So that one enters Shabbos with an appetite to eat his or her Shabbos meal. So the Rambam has two halachos, both of which seem very similar on their surface. One is to abstain from having too much food on Erev Pesach, and the other is to abstain from having too much food on Erev Shabbos. Both of which are aimed, the goal of both is to maintain an appetite either for matzah at the Seder or for one Shabbos meal. But there's one very big difference. Only in Hilchos Chametz Matzah does the Rambam add these four words, v'yihiyu mitzvos chavivin alav, that part of abstaining from eating too much on Erev Pesach is to ensure that we have an attitude of love and affection for the mitzvos. And the question is, where did the Rambam get this from, and what is this all about? The truth is that if you go to the second section on your source sheet, you'll see that there are many links in the halacha between the mitzvah of matzah and this idea of chavivus, of belovedness, of affection, of a certain sense of spiritual joy. We find this all over the place. So when it comes to not eating on Erev Pesach, so We already saw that according to the Rambam, one abstains from eating too much on Erev Pesach so that he's able to have chavivus hamitzvah with respect to matzah. Then we learned about last week, if you look at source number 5, the Bahag explains that one should not have matzah on Erev Pesach. We discussed that at length last week. Why shouldn't one have matzah on Erev Pesach? So says the Bahag, Kidei sheyehei chaviv alav. Don't have matzah on Erev Pesach so that the matzah that you have at the Seder is beloved to you. So everything that we do in advance of the mitzvah of matzah is to make sure that we maintain the chavivus of the mitzvah. And then you come to the mitzvah itself, and the same theme reappears. The Rambam in source number 6, Parakhos Chamitzu Matzah, Parakhes Halacha Tes, explains that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we used to have the Afikoman, and we used to eat some of the Korban Pesach as the last part of our meal. It was the dessert, so to speak. And that taste of the Korban Pesach would remain with us after the Seder. Nowadays, we don't have the Korban Pesach, so what do we do instead? We replace it, we substitute it with the matzah. And what the Rambam seems to be getting at here, and this is a larger discussion, but just to encapsulate the Rambam in a quick line, what the Rambam seems to be getting at here is that whatever the mitzvah of the night is, whatever the primary core mitzvah of the night is, that's what we should taste at the end of the meal. That's what should remain in our mouths. That's what should remain in our palates going forward. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that was the Korban Pesach. And nowadays, that's the matzah. So says the Rambam, that's the idea of having afikoman. So that the matzah is nishar befev. What's this idea of having the taste of the matzah remain in our mouths? So there's a striking comment of the Malbim. Shmos Perek Yogimo Pasuk Yedalid. The Malbim is discussing the trait, the midah of the Chacham. This is something we could say over at our tables. So we know, what do we tell the Chacham? The Chacham asks, Maha Idos V'achukim V'hamishpatim. What are all of the laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you? I want to understand. I want to delve into it. What do we respond to him? Afata Emorlo, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoman. We tell him the law of the Afikoman. That the last thing, the dessert that we have at our meal, Bizman HaBayis was the Korban Pesach, nowadays is the matzah. What is this? The Chacham asked about all of the laws, and we tell him specifically about one law, and that's the Afikoman? Explains the Malbim beautifully, says the Malbim. The Chacham's trait was that he didn't distinguish between a significant mitzvah gedola, something that we know in our innermost cavities is something that's very, very important, and a mitzvah ketana, something that on its surface seems insignificant. For the Chacham, a mitzvah was a mitzvah. It didn't matter whether it seemed like something great or something minor. For the Chacham, a mitzvah was a mitzvah. So how do we get that from our response to the Chacham? Because we might think that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the lamb that we shechted for the Ribono Shel Olam on Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of Pesach, we call the Chag Pesach. And then we bring that to the table and we eat it. That we would think is a very great mitzvah. The mitzvah of Afikoman, to have a dessert? Okay, so it's an important halacha. But is it a mitzvah gedola? We would think it's something more like a mitzvah ketana. For the Chacham, everything is the same. We tell him that a mitzvah ketana, just like afikoman, is just as important as the Korban Pesach itself. Because a mitzvah is a mitzvah. And the Malbim adds there, that what's this whole point of the afikoman? He says that the afikoman is l'chabuvei mitzvah. To express a love, an affection for the mitzvos. That's what we're getting at when we leave a taste of that mitzvah in our mouths. So what we see is whether it's in advance in our preparation for the mitzvah of matzah, or whether it's the mitzvah of matzah itself, this theme of chavivus, of belovedness, rears its head at every point. In our preparation, we make sure that we don't overfeed ourselves. We make sure that we don't have any matzah in advance because we want the mitzvah of matzah to be as beloved as possible. And in the mitzvah itself, we make sure that that taste of matzah is going to remain with us forever, says the Malbim, or throughout the night, says the Malbim, lechabuve mitzvah. What's this idea? Why is it that matzah in particular shares this intimate link and connection with the idea, with the theme of chavivus, of belovedness? So it might help us to turn to another halacha in the Rambam, famous Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, where the Rambam dubs one of the other mitzvos as a mitzvah chaviva. To the best of my knowledge, the Rambam says that the Rambam uses the phrase chaviv or chavivos in two contexts. One is our topic, matzah, and the other is Hilchos Chanukah, says the Rambam in source number 8. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is an especially beloved mitzvah. V'tzarech adam lihizahir ba, a person must be very careful and scrupulous and rigorous about it. What does he do? What does he or she do with it? K'dei lehodia hanes ulahusif b'shevach hakel v'hodaya lo al hanisim sha'asa lanu. We publicize the miracle that Hashem performed on our behalf, and we express our praise and thanksgiving to him for the miracles that he performed. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva because it has these two components, these two elements. On the one hand, it is a mitzvah of persume nisa. It's a mitzvah that is displayed to all of those around us. It's not limited to the private quarters of our home, but rather placed on our windowsills or outside so that everyone can see. And second of all, this is a maisa mitzvah. The lighting of the neros itself is an act of expression of thanksgiving and gratitude to the Borei Olam. The mitzvah of matzah shares those same elements. If we take a look at Rashi, source number 11, this is also a very important Rashi, Psachim Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Rashi explains that matzah is called lechem oni. Why is matzah called lechem oni? The Gemara says, lechem sha'onin olav dvarim harbe, bread on which we pronounce many things. What are the things that we say? Explains Rashi, shegomrim olav es ha'halel ve'omrim olav hagada. The eating, the consumption of matzah is meant to bring us, to prompt us, to trigger within us an expression of thanksgiving and gratitude. Matzah is called lechem oni precisely because it brings us to a point where the only thing that we can do is sing hallel to Hashem. Just like Ner Chanukah causes and engenders an outpouring of thanksgiving, so too the mitzvah of matzah. And what about persume nisa? So the Rambam, very interestingly, shockingly perhaps, explains that when Rabban Gamliel says, Kol shalo amar gimel dvarim ilu b'pesach, lo yatzo yedei chovasov, we don't say these three things, and we haven't fulfilled our obligation, matzah zu, maror zu, pesach zu. If we don't say those three things, we haven't fulfilled our obligation. What obligation? So there's a debate in the Rishonim. The Ramban thinks that what you don't fulfill is the mitzvah that you're talking about. If you don't say matzazu al shuma, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But the Rambam has a different take. Take a look in source number 12, the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. The Rambam has a different take. Mori V'Rabbi of Rosenzweig loves to point this out. The Rambam says that if you don't say those things, matzazu al shuma, marorzu al shuma, you don't fulfill your mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You don't fulfill your mitzvah of the Haggadah, of telling the story over from generation to generation. Why? So Rav Rosenzweig explains that these mitzvos that we do on the night are not just independent mitzvos in a vacuum. Matzah is a mitzvah on the night of the 15th. No, that's true. But it also plays an additional role. And that additional role is that the way that we tell the story and transmit the story to our children is not only with words, but also via actions, with props, so to speak. And matzah is one of those. Matzah is a way that we publicize the miracle to all of those around us. That we show and display and express that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and that we responded and reciprocated with an act of loyalty and faith. That's the matzah. We tell over the stories to others with the props of the matzah. And so just like Ner Chanukah, matzah on the one hand provokes a sense of gratitude and thanksgiving. And on the other hand, it publicizes the miracle to all of those around us. Indeed, the Avnei Nezer says that that's why the Rambam codifies that if one doesn't have enough money for Ner Chanukah, he or she must sell their shirt. They have to sell their clothing in order to procure the money for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Where did the Rambam get that from? So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam got it from Dalet Kosos. Because that's what we know from the Mishnah. How did the Rambam extend from Dalet Kosos to Ner Chanukah? Explains the Avnei Nezer. Dalet Kosos and Ner Chanukah share in common this this feature of Pirsume Nisa. And Avnei Nezer says it's not limited to Dalet Kosos. It's for all of the mitzvos that we do at the Seder. Not just Dalet Kosos. Matzah too, like we just explained. If you don't say Matzah Zu Al Shum Ma, you don't fulfill your mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because you have to tell over the story together with the props. With the matzah. That's how you publicize the miracle. And if that's the case, so then perhaps we can understand that that's why the Rambam thinks that this is a mitzvah chaviva. V'yihyu mitzvos chavivin alav. Why did Rav Chisda not eat on Erev Pesach? Why did he want to maintain his appetite going into the Seder? Not just so that he could enjoy the matzah more, but to show that the matzah was something that was chaviv to him, something that was beloved to him. And why is it so important to show that it's beloved? Because it's just like the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Because it's a mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa and a mitzvah of Shevach Ve'Hoda. But the truth is, I think it goes much, much deeper. I think there's another element here that's very important to pinpoint. The Torah in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." We're obligated to perform an act of shmira, of guarding of the matzos. From this, we derive the halacha of matzah shmura, that during the process of making matzah, we have to go out of our way to ensure that the matzah did not rise at any point, that it never became chametz. That's the idea of shmiras hamatzos, guarding the matzos. Rashi right there comments from the Medrash. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, this is in source number 15. Al tihi korei es hamatzos, ela es hamitzvos. Don't read the pasuk as saying ushmartem es hamatzos, you should guard the matzahs. Read the pasuk as ushmartem es hamitzvos. Guard the mitzvos. Kederech she'in machmiten es hamatzah, just like you don't allow the matzah to rise, kach in machmitzin es hamitzvah. You don't allow mitzvos to be delayed. Ela imbal yaliyadcha asei osam yad. If it comes your way, if you get an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you do it right away. Says Rabbi Yoshia, we look at matzos as a stand-in for mitzvos. Matzah is paradigmatic of our attitude towards mitzvos. The way that we approach, the way that we relate to the mitzvah of matzah, that's supposed to inform us how we relate to our Avodas Hashem in general. Says the Mechilta in source number 16, amazing, amazing idea. The Pasuk says, the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with the matzah tzuros b'simloson al shechman. That they were bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. They walked out of Mitzrayim with their matzah, with the dough on their shoulders. Rab Nosan Omer, v'chilo haisa sham behema. Did they not have any animals that they could put the dough onto? That they had to schlep it on their shoulders? Doesn't the Pasuk say explicitly that they left with animals? They left with sheep? They left with cattle? Why did they put it on their shoulders if they could have easily placed it on their animals? Ela shahayu Yisrael mechabavin es hamitzvos. The reason why Klal Yisrael put it on their shoulders when they left Mitzrayim was because they wanted to show the Ribono Shel Olam with their first implementation of mitzvos being taken as the Am Hashem, as the Am HaNivchar, for the very first time, and being given a couple of opportunities to serve the Ribono Shel Olam and perform and execute his mitzvos. They wanted to show him that they were mechabiv, that these mitzvos weren't a burden to them. They weren't a sour note. They weren't something that dragged them down. These mitzvos were something that they wanted to place on their shoulders to express how much love and affection they had for the mitzvos. The mitzvah of matzah is the paradigm. It is the example par excellence of how we are to relate to the entire category and system of mitzvos in general. We perform a positive act of guarding on the matzah, making sure with all of our efforts that it doesn't rise, crossing every T and dotting every I, making sure that everything is carried out in the most opportune way. And that's the example that we have for mitzvos in general. Ma'al tikri matzah, or matzos, ela mitzvos. The way that we perform the mitzvah of matzah is meant to instill within us a general attitude towards mitzvos. Chibuv ha-mitzvos. Seeing them as something that's beloved to us, something that we have affection for, something that we love every day, day in, day out. If that's the case, then we can understand truly why the Rambam added in those words, Sheyihyu mitzvos chavivin alav. Why did the Rambam say that Rav Sheish has fasted on Erev Pesach to make sure that the matzah was going to be chaviv? Not just because he wanted to have an appetite, but because this opportunity to eat matzah was his way of expressing his attitude and perspective on the entire system of mitzvos. They had to be chaviv at that time. And if this is the case, then we can really understand exactly what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say, Shiyu matzah chaviva alav. Doesn't say that matzah should be beloved to him. What the Rambam say? Shiyihiyu mitzvos chavivin alav. So that the entire corpus of Avodas Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, is chaviv alav. That was the opportunity of matzah. That's why the Rambam adds in those words. The truth is that we find this idea of chavivos in matzah in very many places, and many of them are anomalies. They shock us. They make us curious. The Ran points out, according to the Chidushei Anshei Shem in source number 19, that when it comes to some of the dinim of matzah, I don't want to get into the whole story right now, but when it comes to the prohibition to stop eating on Erev Pesach, according to the Ran, it's not necessarily how we paskin, but according to the Ran, we're going to say, Safik derabanan l'chumra. Usually in halacha, when you have a safik on a deoraisa, when you have a doubt about how a biblical commandment or a biblical prohibition is going to play out, so we rule lahachmir, we say safik deoraisa lachumra, it's a biblical commandment, we have to be stringent about it. Whereas when it comes to rabbinic commandments, we say safik derabanan likula. We're lenient on rabbinic commandments. Says the Ran, on this rabbinic commandment, we're going to be stringent. You know why? Says the Chidushei Anshei Shem, because chaviva hi ha-mitzvah. Because this eating of matzah is an expression of how beloved mitzvos are to us. The Maharil explains that we have two kizesim of matzah at Afikoman. Not just one, but two. Why two? To show how chaviv the matzah is to us. And finally, one of my favorite makoros on this topic comes from the Gra. We might be familiar with the Gra's position that there's a mitzvah kiyumis, there's a fulfillment of eating matzah for all 7 days of Pesach. There's only a Torah obligation to eat matzah on the night, on the first night of Pesach. For the rest of the Yontif, the Gemara says that it's a reshus. But the Gra says that reshus doesn't really mean neutral. It doesn't really mean that you can or you can't. The Gra says that what it really means is that there's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you take upon yourself the opportunity to eat matzah, then you have fulfilled a mitzvah. So says the Gra. And the Sefer Meiser Rav says about the Gra, V'haya mechabiv me'od mitzvahs achilas matzah kol shiva. The Gra expressed much affection for the mitzvah of matzah throughout the 7 days of Pesach. And then it says something wild. U'v'yontiv acharon haya ochel suda shlishis. On the last day of Pesach, even when it didn't fall out on Shabbos, he had shalashuris. He didn't have shalashuris on all of the other Yamim Tovim. We don't have shalashuris on Yontif, we have shalashuris on Shabbos. So too the Gra. But when it came to the last day of Pesach, the Gra had shalashuris. Why? Mipnei chavivus mitzvas achilas matzah shezmano holichla. Because the Gra saw that the mitzvah of matzah was about to slip from his hands. It was about to end. And he couldn't do anything other than grasp onto it, grab a hold of it. If he still had the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, then he was going to do it. And so the Gra had shalashudis. When? Only on the last day of Pesach. This whole perspective of the Gra and how chaviv matzah is, again, goes back to those sources that we saw earlier on in the shiur. Whether it's because matzah is a mitzvah of persume nisa, or an expression of thanksgiving and gratitude, or, and even more so, and these are complementary ideas, they don't need to be exclusive, because matzah is a paradigm for how we relate to mitzvos in general. That mitzvah haba liyadcha al tachmitzena. We don't delay at mitzvos, we show alacrity towards them. When we have an opportunity to put a mitzvah on our back, we do it. Because it's not a burden to us, it's a love, it's a joy, it's a mission. That's the mitzvah of matzah. And so as we head into this Erev Pesach, and we stop to eat matzah entirely, and we don't have our large, you know, festive meals on Friday, and then at the Seder, when we have that last taste of matzah, Na'afi Koman, and we let it sit in our mouths before we go to sleep after the Seder. And then throughout the rest of Pesach, if we're Nohig, like the Gra, and we take the opportunity to have a little bit more matzah throughout all of Pesach. Let's remember that what we're doing is not just something particular, something specific of eating matzah, which in and of itself would be important enough. But what we're doing is pronouncing and declaring something incredibly fundamental about ourselves and about our relationships with the Ribono Shel Olam. What we're saying is that this Yontif, the first of the Yamim Tovim, the one where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us as a nation and is going to lead us towards our destiny. On this Yontif, when we proclaim our faith in Him and He takes us, so much so that we can reach the point of reciting Shir HaShirim, the story of love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this Yontif, when we eat the matzah, let us all remember that that eating of the matzah is really reflective of our true attitude and perspective on mitzvos, that they are truly chaviv to us. Sheyiyu mitzvos chavivin olav. Okay, I wish you all a good Yontif.